on the line right now. Second round pick by the Canucks in 2017, Utica Comets forward Cole. Thanks so much for joining us today on Sportsnet 650. How has your day been?
It's been good. How's your guys been?
Oh, we're having a fantastic time, man. And we get paid to talk sports, and you know, and we get a chance to talk to guys like you. And I know your progress this season has been a bit up and down, but right now, man, it's clicking for you. You're producing. You're playing late in games. How good does it feel to earn that ice time at this point in the season?
Yeah, it feels good. I think at the beginning of the year, with the injury and everything, that really kind of set me back. But I've really started to come around, I think, this last little bit. But I think there's, you know, a couple games where I still got to be a little bit more consistent. But I think overall, I'm progressing good now.
And what was the biggest challenge, or what did you have to adjust to the most playing the AHL to begin?
I think it was the size of the players was the biggest thing. I think in junior, you know, you come in, you're kind of one of the bigger guys. You can shield the puck and everything a lot easier. But out here, you know, you're playing against men and, you know, really tough guys. So it's really, you know, a struggle to, you know, keep the puck on your stick as long as you want it.
Cole, you know, there's been some anxiousness here in Vancouver because Canucks fans look at the Utica Comets, maybe not watching the games, but they ask, you know, why isn't Cole playing every single Comets game? Why are the coaches not utilizing young players like yourself all the time? That's what development is supposed to be about. But from your perspective, having been in that locker room and talking with Trent Cullen, the coaching staff, there is a clear and concise plan with what they're trying to do with you guys, isn't there?
Yes, for sure. I think they've, you know, chatted back and forth with Vancouver. You know, there's a process to all this. It's not just going to be, you know, he's lighting up the league like, you know, some rookies obviously do. But I think overall, when they have a sit out, I think it's for good purpose. And, you know, I think it's to have a, you know, a step back and, you know, to watch the games and, you know, see what you can improve on.
You know, making that leap to professional hockey, it's not easy for a lot of hockey players. So I don't think it's a surprise that a young player like yourself, still 19, you're going to take a little bit of time to figure out the ins and outs of that league. So in that sense, how much has playing with guys who have been in the AHL for a number of years now, guys like Carter Banks and Wacey Hamilton, Vince Arsenault, how much has their experience impacted you and your development in your game so far?
It's been huge. I think in Kelowna, I think there's a couple things that, you know, obviously I progressed really well there, but there was a couple things that I still needed to add to my arsenal. And I think one of them was getting in on the forecheck and, you know, being a little bit heavier on my stick and, you know, winning a lot more battles. But I think playing with those guys has taught me a lot. And, you know, they've been professional hockey players for a long time and they know what it takes. So I've just been trying to take everything in that I can.
Have the veterans on that team been helpful in that regard? Can I, you know, talking about how you adjust and figure those things out at that level?
They've been amazing. You know, they talk to us all the time, whether it's after practice or just, you know, catch us, you know, in the locker room or whatnot. And they see how we're doing and they ask, you know, what's going on and whatnot. And then obviously they give us little tips and tricks as well and stuff that, you know, can go a long ways.
And when it comes to also having a bunch of young guys on the same team too, I mean, you and Jonah Gadjevich drafted the same year, of course, and then you have Adam Gaudette who's playing there as well, and guys like Lukas Jacek having success, and Jonathan Dahlin, and even Zach McEwen. You know, is it cool to have guys of the same age, and you kind of you're able to go through some of those struggles and go through some of those processes with guys similar age range, and also a couple of those young guys who've been there a couple of years too?
Yeah, for sure that helps. I think, you know, leaning on each other for support when, you know, we're struggling and whatnot is huge. And I think lots of us, you know, are hoping to, you know, grow up to be Vancouver Canucks. So I think it's good to start the process here and, you know, learn the ways of the professional hockey league and then, you know, hopefully grow into the NHL together one day.
Talking with Utica Comets forward Cole Lind here on Sportsnet 650. And Cole, what was the biggest thing that you realized playing at the AHL level that you really need to work on your game here a little bit? Because I think, you know, when you were with the Kelowna Rockets, you were a natural goal scorer. You had such a great season last year. Coming into the AHL, surely there must have been a bit of a jump in terms of how quick you have to make those decisions out there too.
Yeah, for sure. The game's a lot faster, and I think that goes for any league. I think when I stepped into the WHL my rookie year, I had to take a step back and adjust my game, but obviously it worked out for me there, and I think that's the same thing that would happen here. I, you know, started to take a step back and just look on the little things that I can fix and play a lot more simple. And I think with simplicity, a lot more chances came with it as well.
Is it encouraging? It must be, knowing that this Canucks team, you know, they also have young guys on the NHL roster, and guys like yourself and Jonah, as long as you keep working hard and doing the right things all the time at practice, improving your game, you're going to have a chance to maybe get that call up. You've seen it already this season. Adam Gaudette started the year with the club like that. And so you know that the door is open for you. You just have to be the one who seizes that opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a huge thing for all of us. We know we all got, you know, a great opportunity here with this organization to, you know, grow up to be a great hockey team. And I think, you know, it starts down here, but I think at the end of the day, our goal is to be up there. And I think lots of us are starting to push here now, and lots of the young guys have really progressed throughout this season.
Yeah, and that's the ultimate goal, is to get to this level, to play in the NHL, be here with the Canucks, but also there are steps to take to get to that level. So what are you really hoping to achieve individually as a team, of course, get into the postseason and making your run, but individually, what do you really want to kind of accomplish the rest of the season?
I don't think I look at it so much as points, because I think those will come along with, you know, how I'm playing. But I think the biggest thing for me is getting quicker on my feet, and that's something that can create a lot more space for me personally. You know, obviously I've been a playmaker and a goal scorer my whole life, and I think that'll create a lot more room for me with the puck. I think that's the biggest thing that I want to work on for the rest of this year. And I think that will help me a lot if I get that going.
Now, before we let you go, Cole, I know you had some time off. You got a chance to go back home to Saskatchewan, see some friends or family. How cool was that, getting back and seeing the people you love for a few days?
It was awesome. Just to take a step back and, you know, see your friends and family was amazing. I got to see my little brother play hockey, and I got to see both my sisters and, you know, obviously my parents and grandparents as well. But just to be around them and grow those bonds, just, you know, obviously they're amazing already, but to see how much they've changed even this year is amazing. And, you know, I love to see them all the time, but, you know, it sucked that I didn't see him at Christmas, but it was awesome that, you know, we got a break now and I got a couple of days with them.
Well, hopefully that helps recharge the batteries, and the best of luck the rest of the season, Cole. Thank you for your time, and we look forward to seeing you progress and hopefully seeing you here in Vancouver very, very soon.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Cole. That is Cole Lynn.
Sportsnet 650.